thousands of Parisians celebrated in the streets, chanting victory after the leftist coalition won in the parliamentary election. The National Popular Front, formed to defeat the far-right's National Rally Party, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, head of the leftist France Unbound Party, held their win.
A magnificent surge of civic mobilization has taken hold. Our people have clearly rejected the worst-case scenario. Tonight, the National Rally Party is far from having the absolute majority that commentators were predicting.
Thousands of French anti-fascist militants and sympathizers held their breath, worrying about the far-right victory. 34-year-old Layla was among those relieved who gathered on the Republic Square in Paris.
I spent the last couple of weeks thinking about the fact that I was going to live under a fascist regime as a French Algerian. So I was scared for my life, and I was considering the option of leaving the country.
Intellectuals, left-wing militants, human rights activists sounded the alarm last week after the far-right's victory in the first round of elections. Opponents compared the national rally to the fascist government of Michel Pétain, responsible for deporting thousands of Jews, including children, to the extermination camps during World War II. Philosophy professor Pierre Tivania is the author of multiple books about racism and the rise of the far-right in France.
The reference to the Nazi Germany, the reference to the collaborationist Vichy government of France is relevant to the far right today. Their conception of the nation and the fatherland, the centrality of xenophobia and racism in their conception, and the centrality of an evil figure which used to be the Jew in the past and the Muslim in the present, is the heart of the political communication and program of this far right party. That's a lot of similarities.
The far right, though, gained seats from the French president, Emmanuel Macron's centrist party, as did the left, which came out on top. The National Popular Front, which also includes Greens, has pledged to raise the minimum wage from 1,400 euros to 1,600 euros, roll back unpopular pensions reforms by Macron that increased the age of retirement from 62 to 64, and cap the cost of food, power, and gas. President of France Unbowed in Parliament, Mathieu Panot, told media they will recognize Palestine as a state in the coming weeks, something Mélenchon echoed when he called for a new prime minister.
The Constitution gives the president some prerogatives in terms of foreign policy, but it also gives some to the prime minister. So both will have to get along in order to, for instance, recognize as soon as possible the state of Palestine.
The issue of Palestine has divided the left. Hard left politicians have accused Israel of pursuing genocide against the Palestinians and have faced accusations of anti-Semitism, which they strongly deny. President Emmanuel Macron declined the resignation of his party prime minister and said he will keep him on for now. There is no firm timeline for when Macron must name the prime minister, and no firm rule that he has to pick someone from the largest party or bloc in the parliament. Mélenchon says the leftist alliance is ready to govern, but there is no chance he'll be named prime minister because Macron refuses to work with him. And so far, Mélenchon's own coalition has not proposed him or anyone else for that job. That's still in negotiations. Next, the left and centrists will either form a government coalition or face gridlock, which the far-right National Rally Party is warning of. Khalid Seed Mohan reports from Paris.